Airbags for banks. The latest status report is on the way. We'll explain.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Wix.com, giving millions of business owners the ability to create their own professional website. You can create a website today online at Wix.com. And by Epson, with dye sublimation printers that combine fashion and technology to create digital couture. Where there's business, there's Epson.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Each year, the Federal Reserve puts the biggest of banks through stress tests. It wants to make sure they can keep lending even under duress. 31 banks passed round one of the test last week, some doing better than others. The next round of results is due this afternoon, and it takes a more granular look at the individual banks and their safety cushions. Marketplace's Annie Baxter explains.
Karen Petru is with Federal Financial Analytics. She says the Fed's last set of tests gave a very limited view.
The results released last week are purely quantitative, how the banks do under each of the scenarios,
including a financial meltdown. Petru says in the second phase of tests, the Fed takes a closer look under the hood of individual banks and their capital plans, how they plan to use their money, whether they can cover potential losses. And she says some banks might fail this time.
The Fed looks at the bank and says, no, your mortgage loans are a lot riskier than other bank mortgage loans, and you should know that.
The Fed could tell those banks to keep more capital on hand. Duke University law professor Lawrence Baxter says that could mean share buybacks and dividends are forbidden. They cut into capital.
The view is that if they don't maintain sufficient capital to deal with these adverse circumstances, the rest of us, of course, are exposed.
As in, we, the taxpayers, funding another bailout. I'm Annie Baxter for Marketplace.
You may have missed it, but earlier this month, U.S. Army head Ray Odierno expressed concern that fellow NATO member Britain is not spending enough on defense. You see, the alliance has a target for spending, which many European countries fail to meet. He suggested it might lead to downgrading British troop status in joint operations someday. Now, according to a published report, British Prime Minister David Cameron has now asked his ministers to look at staying within that target in spite of austerity measures in other areas of the British budget. The BBC's Jonathan Frewen is following this from London. Morning, John.
Morning, David.
So what has happened now?
The FT has spoken to a couple of unnamed government officials who say that they've been asked by the Prime Minister to look into whether we could engage in a bit of what you might call creative accounting to meet this 2% target.
Creative accounting. So interesting. So what will the ministers be looking into?
The Prime Minister has hinted that we could look at including the money that's spent on the British intelligence services. We spend almost $3 billion a year on those agencies. And if you were to include those in the defence budget, then we'd be well within the 2% target set by NATO, in spite of the fact that austerity measures planned for next year will bring us below that.
And there's already been a bit of what you might call creative accounting in Britain's defence budget?
That's right. The Ministry of Defence has already said for its NATO submission in terms of its figures for 2015-16 that we'll be including the $1.2 billion that we spend on pensions in the defence budget. And that's an approach that's taken in other European countries. So really, the UK government is looking at bringing itself into line with the policies adopted in other NATO member countries.
The BBC's John Frewen. Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Let's do the numbers. After the mess on stock markets yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average and the S&P 500 are both down for the year so far. 0.4% down for the Dow since New Year's, 0.3% for the S&P 500. But the NASDAQ is up 2.9% year to date. Index futures in the U.S. are up right now. The FT 100 in London is up 0.25%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by T. Rowe Price. The markets may be uncertain, but institutions, advisors, and individuals choose T. Rowe Price's disciplined investment approach to help reach their long-term investment goals. T. Rowe Price, invest with confidence. And by Citrix GoToMeeting, connecting people and businesses in face-to-face online meetings from any device. More at GoToMeeting.com. And by Battelle. Battelle's next-generation biodetection system is designed to identify airborne hazards for safer living. Learn more at battelle.org.
We spend so much time fretting over our personal relationships, finding a mate, trying to stay happy with a mate, making sure the mate is happy. Now let's spend a moment with a management consultant who says our professional relationships also need some ruthless cultivation. We check in from time to time with Keith Ferrazzi, CEO of Ferrazzi Greenlight. He advises corporations about their management cultures. Keith, good morning.
Great to be back.
So grown-ups, we know we need a financial plan, we need to write a will, we need to do our tax planning, but you think we need another plan, a relationship plan?
Well, look, I think everybody has always recognized that if you think about where your next job is going to come from, you want to build your relationships before you need them, right? But if I were to ask you, where are you getting your next great idea? I mean, I recently launched a new business, and I've been really leaning on those relationships that I built before I need them for funding, for helping people identify individuals that are going to teach me the things I need to learn to be more successful in this job.
Now, some of this will make a few people a little bit uncomfortable because you're thinking very strategically. What can I get out of that woman over in that other department, and what's my plan toward that goal?
You know, just because you are purposeful doesn't mean you're fake. If I'm a team leader and I'm running a new project, the first question I ask is, how can I be of service to these five individuals who are critical to me achieving what I want to achieve? I mean, I consider myself a personal concierge to the individuals who I'm trying to build relationships with. And I also, just to note, I'm sincere and I'm authentic and I'm transparent.
Keith, I got to ask, do you do it intuitively or do you actually have like a little list and of people that you need to engage?
I actually do it with a little list, and I think most of your listeners are doing the same thing. What are you doing when you're putting together your annual Christmas card list? You're putting down the names of people who you would like to stay connected with. What if you sit with your family and you identify the goals of your family? You write all of the names down. That becomes your Christmas card list just as well as the serendipitous Christmas card list that's getting stale right now.
Keith Ferrazzi, CEO of Ferrazzi Greenlight. He advises corporations big and small about their management cultures. Among his book is the now revised edition of Never Eat Alone and Other Secrets to Success, One Relationship at a Time. Keith, thanks.
Thank you, David.
Now, if you really want to pick at a sore spot, we have more on yesterday's 332-point drop in the Dow. Our Stan Alcorn has some reporting at Marketplace.org. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.